Hope you're doing well today, brothers and sisters. Always give praise to God Almighty. He's giving you life, giving you another breath, giving you another day to live it. But in this day that we're living, we are to live with purpose. We are to live with righteous judgment. Because these things that are being done in the name of freedom are the opposite. It is a modern day slave camp that these psychopath criminal cabal around the globe has facilitated, and now it's time for us to stop it. Too many years of the same exact thing happening in a different configured way, planned out in order to perpetuate this ongoing tyranny. We're going to cover a specific part in the Bill of Rights, the preamble, particularly Amendment 2, as we look at the Constitution and start expressing the need for we the people of these United States, a constitutional republic for the people, by the people, to know the Constitution. It has been used against us far too long, and now we need to stand up and use it against those that try to control us in this modern day slavery.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, for I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed.
We heard that call, President Kennedy. And that's why we've dedicated our time, our money, our knowledge, our resources, and everything that we have in order to stay out here every single day providing real news plus real information for we the people. I hope you, brothers and sisters, hear this. Go back in the archives of truth. And all that we ever ask is for you to share this information far and wide so we, the people of these United States, a constitutional republic, can know what is really going on. As there is a criminal cabal fighting against the freedoms of you and I, trying to take them. And brothers and sisters, fellow Americans, it's up to us to defend them. And it's up to us to bring those who try to bring tyranny down to us. We have to bring those people, those individuals, to justice once and for all. And then we shall be free.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic, to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Totalitarianism is a form of government and political system that prohibits all opposition parties outlaws individual and group opposition to the state and its claims, and exercises an extremely high, if not complete, degree of control and regulation over public and private life. Is that not what the criminal cabal pulled with the plandemic scamdemic? Whenever we, the people, tried to get out and voice to our other brothers and sisters what was really going on, the technology companies ended up censoring our speech because it was in opposition to what the government was putting out. The people at Twitter went against our United States Constitutional First Amendment right of free speech, and they did that in the guise of saying that it was against their community guidelines. And where was Twitter headquartered? Headquartered out of San Francisco, California, one of the totalitarian capitals and one of the branches of the Federal Reserve System that is a banking criminal cabal that has offices all over the world now manipulating the currency of countries in order to overthrow the country's guiding principles and the people's freedoms, in order to establish a new world order or a one world government that it is in reality. In order to create a new world government, one world government, new world order, these criminal cabal members have to be in the banking. As we already know, the banking industry as it is today was created by the Rothschild family out of London. And they have been controlling the world through proxy wars that are created in order to manipulate a specific area. Now, in order to have those wars begin, you have to have the military-industrial complex involved in your cabal. The military-industrial complex is the coined term by President Eisenhower in his farewell address speech that everyone talks about. But the one that he also talks about is the scientific technological elite, is what he calls them. That's the second group that everybody neglects to remember, as that is the commies in California that are an offshoot and spinoff from the commies in the Chinese Communist Party in China, which are allowed to exist because of the banksters in the one square mile of London. But the thing that I've reported on back in 2000, I believe the first time we reported on it was in 2021. It should have been earlier than that because it happened in March 2020. March 20th, 2020, Mike Pompeo, Fauci, Pence, and President Trump was standing to the right of Mike Pompeo. And he slipped out what this actually is, and they told you it's been a psychological operation because it is a live exercise. A live exercise is a military term that people need to understand what it really is. Live exercise, they have been perpetuated for years. Like, they have been utilizing live exercises. And I will argue that all of the wars have actually been live exercises that went live. But in the military terminology, the militaries usually use live fire exercises as an opportunity to use real ammunition in a realistically created combat situation. That means it's a fake situation. These are crisis actors that they use. The area in which these tests are conducted will be devoid of people to avoid casualties and will likely be owned by the government that authorized the test. Well, they created a live exercise, and I'm going to I always tell you that there's a lot of truth in movies. Well, I want you to listen to this clip from Sherlock Holmes, The Game of Shadows. And I want you to hear what they say on this. And then we're going to talk about how this is in real life, what happened in order for this major event to occur.
But if one observes the overall slant and the pressure of the writing, there's a suggestion of acute narcissism, a complete lack of empathy, and a pronounced inclination toward...
No!
...moral insanity.
In answer to your previous request regarding Dr. Watson not being involved, the answer is no. The laws of celestial mechanics dictate that when two objects collide, there is always damage of a collateral nature.
Sempli gratia. Two gentlemen find themselves at cross purposes.
Now that is, it's what has been going on, brothers and sisters, is more than two gentlemen being at cross purposes. This is the ideology of psychopaths. I'm talking about in this reality that we are living. This has been the creation of psychopaths that have drunk the Kool-Aid and believe all of the lies that they tell themselves and been elevated to a position to tell the world. But when you look at it on a chart, the middle of this chart is the aristocratic bloodline families. Outside of that original core is the banking cartels that originated from the Rothschild families. And then you've got, outside of that, you've got the supporting people that have been funded by the Rothschild families over time. And then you see the businesses that those individuals created. And then you see those organizations that were created outside of that. And all of those masses, all of those layers, have been fighting against the U.S. Constitution, the Republic, in order to bring it down, in order to bring in a new world order, which is a one world government. And as the lady said at the beginning of this podcast, FEMA was brought into the United States as an element of bringing in the new world order, because FEMA is actually an offshoot of the United Nations. It's called the Federal Emergency Management. So why is the United Nations a part of it? Well, that is where we always get the we always get all of these recommendations by, you know, management of the world. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, you know, I believe is directly connected and directly in line with the United Nations. So, like I said, on March 20th of 2020, Pompeo said, live exercise. And when he said that, he also said that, let me just play this for you. And I apologize, because I went ahead and we have looped the part where he says this is a live exercise, just so you can hear it clearly, because, you know, this audio is a little quiet. But let's go and get this right here to you right now. Listen to this. This is from the actual press conference. And again, this is Mike Pompeo, which used to be the CIA director at one point. And then you've got Anthony Fauci standing behind him to Pompeo's left with his hands crossed. He's not looking up at all. He's biting on his tongue. You've got Pence standing beside Fauci, and then you've got President Trump standing to the immediate right of Mike Pompeo that is at the podium. Now, listen to what this says again, and I apologize because we went ahead and looped what he says when he says this, just so you can be clear what he's saying. But listen to all of it. We're going to play it through. Listen.
Yes, may I just say one more thing? There's been some discussion about China and what they knew and when they knew it, and I've been very critical. We need to know immediately. The world is entitled to know. The Chinese government was the first to know of this risk to the world, and that puts a special obligation to make sure that data gets to our scientists, our professionals. This is not about retribution. This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even today, the data sets that are available to every country, including data sets that are available to the Chinese Communist Party, are made available to the whole world. It's an imperative to keep people safe. We talk about the absence of data sets, not being able to make judgments about what to do. This is absolutely critical. This transparency, this real-time information sharing, isn't about political games or retribution. It's about keeping people safe. And so when you see a delay in information flowing from the Chinese Communist Party to the technical people who we wanted to get into China immediately to assist in this, every moment of delay connected to being able to identify this risk vector, the risk vectors, creates risk to the people all around the world. And so this is why it's not about blaming someone for this. This is about moving forward to make sure that we continue to have the information we need to do our jobs.
Doing your job for who is the question. He says so we can do our job, and he's talking about a data set, but he never says who he is working for. He never says that we can do the job for the American people, or we can do the job in order to maintain the constitutional integrity of this country, or that we're going to support the President of the United States in moving forward. He's talking about moving forward with a live exercise that those groups that have been battling for this country, one group of sellouts moved forward and allowed the plandemic scamdemic to happen. The biggest psychological operation to ever be put in place across the planet. They did that in order to pay back that core group, back to that analogy of that chart that I was explaining about in the middle, the very beginning of it, is the aristocratic bloodline satanic families. Outside of that is the banksters, the Rothschilds, then the entities that they pay and their aggregates. Then the organizations that they have a part of, the businesses that they have a part of, and then their influence into government around the world. Because this is a global criminal cabal that has been shown over and over in movies. They keep showing to us in Mission Impossible. In Mission Impossible, they call it the Syndicate. And then in 007, they call it the Spectre. And you see the last 007 movie that they put out when they killed Daniel Craig's character, seemingly, anyway, you see that they are talking about creating weaponized viruses that are customized based on DNA taken from people. That's how they wipe out the whole group of Spectre in that episode, is because they turn the weapon that is supposed to be targeted to Bond. They actually isolate him out, but then target all of the Spectre members, and it kills them all instantaneously with gas. Well, I think that they have shown what they are planning to do on a lot of levels with this plandemic scamdemic that started as a live exercise. We are still one of the only, I don't know of anybody else actually, that has reported all of these particular facts in one place. We've just showed you again that the live exercise was admitted March 20th, 2020. That was only a couple of months into the plandemic scamdemic. The guy from the CIA admitted we're in a live exercise because the CIA as an asset of the global criminal cabal, moved forward with this plan. They moved with their, you remember the Churchill committees, where the CIA finally admitted that they had assets within journalism? Well, they turned those on. You remember that in November of 2019, two specific things were happening in the same week. The first thing that happened was that there was a military, there was a military games that was happening in Wuhan, China. The World Military Games were happening in Wuhan, China. That's the first thing that happened. The World Military Games, go out to DuckDuckGo and type this in. World Military Games 2019, Wuhan. It's not a secret. This is not a conspiracy. The 2019 Military Games officially, the 2019 Military Games, officially known as the 7th CISM Military World Games, and commonly known as Wuhan 2019, was held from October 18th to October 27th, 2019 in Wuhan, Hubei, China. The 7th Military World Games was the first international military multi-sport event to be held in China. The event was also the nation's largest military sports event ever, with 9,308 athletes from 109 countries competing in 329 events in 27 sporting disciplines. The multi-sport event included 25 official and two demonstrated sports. See how they call it sports? This is not what you think it was. And when you start looking at it, so at that same week of October 18th, 2019, you had the Event 201 occur. The Event 201 occurred at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, and it happened as a 3.5-hour pandemic roundtable. It happened October 15th, 2019, 3 days before the World Military Games were even conducted. The three participants from the Event 201, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, which I have shown in multiple reports, is an asset of the CIA. It's only blocks away from Langley and the CIA's facilities. It also included the World Economic Forum, which is Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari, those psychopaths, and both are actual literal Nazis. If you look into Klaus Schwab's history, his dad was a SOS officer within the Nazi regime, and Yuval Harari was also a part of that, and Yuval Harari has been in the Israeli military, part of psychological operations. And then the third group in the Event 201, you had the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, you had the World Economic Forum, and the last entity was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is the tax scapegoats that don't want to pay taxes on their billions, so they created a foundation that's supposed to be philanthropic, even though it does not give away anything. It has doubled in its value over the last couple of years. During that time, Bill Gates has doubled his personal net wealth during the pandemic. So look at how those three entities, the World Economic Forum, that's Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari and all those other psychopaths. You got Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda, that staged arranged marriage of those psychopath communist pieces of trash that are all part of the overall global criminal cabal. And then you've got the CIA asset of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. The last part that we were the only ones, well, two more parts. We were the only organization to report about 287 billionaires being created during the world, during the pandemic scamdemic. 287 billionaires created during the plandemic. That is astonishing. There was a new billionaire created every 30 hours. Yes. This is the scamdemic part, brothers and sisters. They transferred the largest amount of wealth from the public sector into private individuals' hands. They did that in 3 years, which would have done something to more, they would have taken a lot longer than that. We did a big podcast about that. We reported on it for months. And, you know, the last part that I'll mention in this episode that you need to consider is that Elon Musk ended up paying off the criminal tyrants at Twitter by buying out the Twitter company. That was not an investment. That was a payoff for those criminals like his buddy Jack Dorsey that he retweets and likes Jack's tweets. But look at how Elon just continues to make all these billions, and he says it doesn't matter if he loses or makes money. That's only psychopath criminals that say that because they have the money to give. Do you understand what's going on here, brothers and sisters? This is a global criminal cabal exercise that was achieved by creating a live exercise within the military, criminals that are a part of the military or were a part of it. And a couple of those, I will tell you right now, one of them for absolute certain is Jim Jones. Jim Jones, as far as the Jim Jones is part of the Jim Jones Group International, and he is, well, he goes by James Jones sometimes because he's a criminal trader, and they have to change their names back and forth. They always switching their names, but if you go to Jones Group International, you'll see Jim Jones and his son, Jim Jones Jr. These are traitors and people that have committed espionage against our country. They were under the Obama administration because all of those criminals were brought in during the Obama administration because he was a literal Manchurian candidate handpicked by the CIA. His mom was in the CIA. His dad was a CIA asset. Barack Obama was biracial, not black. His mom was white. His dad was black from Kenya. They created a coup when they brought Obama in, and they thought that they could transition from Obama into Hillary and the Clinton crime family because she's been a member of the CIA for decades. She was a member of the Rose Law Group in Arkansas. The Rose Law Group is the one who controlled the economic development bonds and brought in Barry Seal, the CIA's transporter of drugs and guns from Central America. This has all been documented. Look up Medina, Arkansas, and you'll see all of this. There's a great documentary called The Clinton, The Clinton Chronicles, I believe it's called. But there is a lot of information that's been coming out. You know how they raped and pillaged Haiti, never did anything for that country, but they took all of that money. I'm talking about the Clinton Foundation and all of the criminal aspects that they've been involved with Podesta Brothers, with Pizzagate, with Benghazi. Like, they've had Hillary on a number of treasonous charges that were real, but they kept covering up for her because they were supposed to bring her in order to do the last part of the criminal cabal's actions. And it got thwarted by the patriots within the military. And that has been a major push from the criminal cabal inside. Because every one of the places where there are patriots, there's the criminal cabal. And it's literally a stalemate right now that is happening with all of these criminals working and jockeying for position and power and access to information and access to money and manipulation and all of it. The Jones International Group, along with John Rendon, the Reardon Group, they have been a part of this as well. they all create psychological operations, and they need to be permanently prosecuted for this. Because they turned all of that military information and military techniques on we the people of these United States, a constitutional republic. They created BLM as a weaponized emotional event, gaslighting all the sheeple in order to divide us, in order to conquer us. Then they weaponized the homosexual movement by pushing the pedos into the LGBTQP movement. That all is all sodomites, that they're trying to weaponize everything television-wise. And you have these same psychopath-minded people inside the World Economic Forum. There was a lady recently that we reported and gave you the audio clip of her out there saying on how her and her mate are discriminated against because they're lesbians and they have children. Well, I'm like, okay, you can't have children if you're two lesbians. So there has to be a male involved, but these are male haters. These people want to conquer the world. They want to have all the money, and they don't want you to have any of it. That's how they operate. That's how they continue to move around in these shadows that they perpetuate their criminal cabal entity through. And that's what we come out here every single day, bringing real news plus real information for we the people in order for us to understand what is actually going on and not getting tricked and caught up in the psychological warfare that is happening every single day, brothers and sisters. I'm just going to tell you, you know, I've reported to you many times about this, but all of the Tell a Lie by Vision was created as a psychological warfare tool. Every one of the original broadcast networks were all founded by ex-military personnel. Majority of them, especially the Columbia Broadcasting, was founded by an ex-colonel of psychological operations in the Army. Then you look at, they all studied this from Edward Bernays, which was the nephew of Dale Carnegie. And was it Andrew Carnegie or Dale Carnegie? Let's go to DuckDuckGo and check that out, because I want to make sure that I'm giving you the right info. Because one of them was the steel magnet, and one of them was the psychologist. Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie is the lecturer and developer of courses in self-improvement, salesmanship, corporate training. Well, Dale Carnegie developed that, right? Well, his nephew, Andrew Bernays, was the person who developed what is called public relations, what has transformed into today the what is actually called propaganda. So you have to understand that, you know, these families, these people, go on and perpetuate this ongoing war against the mind of we the people by studying others that have done this or getting information that is popular and able to be used. Because that's what they've done, brothers and sisters. These people, my final point about the Carnegies was that Dale Carnegie started it, then Andrew Bernays perpetuated it, grew it further. But guess who started Netflix? Netflix started by Andrew Bernays. So if you go on to DuckDuckGo, you can find out about how Netflix was started by the grandson of Andrew Bernays. Like, again, you cannot make this stuff up, and not that we're ever trying to make it up, but I'm saying that you cannot understand what is really happening because it's so shocking when you see everything that's happened because of the close quarters of all these people. But you think they're all separated. They're not. This is a global criminal cabal. And I need to correct that. So the guy that is the CEO is Mark Randolph, the CEO of Netflix. And it says that one of Randolph's paternal great-granduncles was psychoanalyst pioneer Sigmund Freud. Another paternal great-uncle of Randolph was Edward Bernays, an Australian-American pioneer in the field of public relations and propaganda. So just wanted to correct that, because we always want to make sure that we're giving you accurate information, as accurate as we possibly can provide you, brothers and sisters. I hope you understand what this review is that we're bringing to you today, is to show you that that clip from Sherlock Holmes, whenever he said, you know, these psychopaths, when you study their handwriting, you start to see that they have they're morally insane. And then you heard the professor say, well, when two entities collide, there is collateral damage. Well, we are being exposed to the collateral damage right now in our face, and this is the collateral damage that has been perpetuated in all the wars that have been pushed for all the years, because they're all fake wars started by psychopath people and organized by psychopath groups and funded by the banking criminal cartel. They fund both sides, and then the side that loses, that can't repay the debt, they take resources from that country. That's how their whole scams work, brothers and sisters. Then you got to hear Mike Pompeo, ex-CIA director, admit March 20th, 2020. It's a live exercise. It's moving forward. This is not about retribution. This is about being safe. He's talking about retribution. That's a political term. He's trying to say that this is not retribution of going against we the people of these United States for electing and getting President Trump pushed in to office to expose all of this. See, but the criminal cabal is so deep that they could not allow that to happen, because all of their livelihoods, from their education to their jobs to their identity, it's all caught up in the lies that they perpetuate and create in order to steal, lie, cheat, and kill we the people of these United States, a constitutional republic for the people, by the people. These are psychopath-minded people that you cannot rationalize with, you cannot identify with, you cannot understand unless you know that they are a global criminal cabal. And then you can start to realize that these people are doing this to us. This is not happening on accident. This all has been a plandemic, scamdemic. If you go back in our archives of truth, you will hear that we have been talking this since day one. Yes, we've got a little bit more sophisticated in how we report it. Yes, we've gotten a little bit better on how we edit these podcasts to put them out. So thank you for all the compliments. We get a lot of emails from people talking about that. Oh, the podcast sounds so much better. The information is so much clearer. Yes, that's what happens when you're on these airwaves for 5 years with 750 plus episodes, because we have getting out here not with advertisers. We are listener supported. So thank you for all the donations. Thank you for all the support by pushing the information out to your network. That is the critical part, brothers and sisters, because then you can help us fulfill what President Kennedy asked us, and that is to inform other Americans of what is going on. Because then we believe that everyone will respond in the appropriate way as a patriot of these United States, a constitutional republic. This is the freest country on earth. That's the reason these criminal cabal members have used us for all these years, lying to us that we're liberating other places, when what we're doing is killing people in other places, and we're allowing our military to go and to sabotage these areas to reduce the opportunity for them to get out of a third world status. But they are perpetuating this slavery system through their gaslighting, through their psychological operations, and through their proxy wars that ultimately trickle up to the banking criminal cartel. that everybody feeds off of. When they say that the Rothschild family has an estimated net worth larger than all of the GDPs of all the countries combined, you don't think that they can manipulate the world if that's the case, brothers and sisters, because somebody is paying for a mortgage. Somebody is living in this world that they have created that's all about money, that made money the root of all evil, because people will do anything for money whenever they would reject it otherwise. You got women selling their bodies, men selling their bodies. You've got people aborting babies and selling fetal tissue. You've got people going to war thinking they're protecting their country whenever they're going to another place protecting opium fields. Brothers and sisters, we have been lied to and propagandized for generations. And I pray to God that this message that we've put out today and all of our past episodes help open your mind up outside of the controlled mass formation psychosis that these criminals have created. I pray that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.